Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. We got sunshine, and it's a cloudy day. That sounds like that works out good for me. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Don't you love it? We have no idea what's going to happen. Isn't that exciting? And we don't care. That sounds like a bummer. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one delightful evening of calamari, barbecue shrimp, crab tini, mushrooms stuffed with crab meat, seared ahi tuna, blue crab cakes, and veal osobuco ravioli. Ruth Chris, I love you. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's going to be a good one today. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Because we're not willing to pay about $350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're answering life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, here's life's question. Now, listen to this. This is for all you people that love relationships. Listen to this. Why do most people put more effort into their wedding and not into their actual marriage? Yikes! That's a painful one. Did you hear that? Why do most people put more effort into their wedding and not into the actual marriage? Wow. Bible trivia for cool, yet crummy prizes somehow. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Can I persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
I'll get drive-through.
That's right. Good one right there. Good job, RoboPaul. We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got to tell you what's going on.
Don't take your love. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
ZeroRez is the only carpet cleaning company that uses nothing but harmless, chemical-free water. Call 858-486-4100 or ZeroRezSanDiego.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
This is the life. While it's hot outside, we're nice and cool in this house.
Oh, Joey, you're such a good provider. A termite's termite.
You got that, doll? Hey, chew me off a piece of that oak framing.
It could be your last meal, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. When the heat goes up outside, termites do the same as you. They move inside to stay cool, and that inside could be your home. But here at Ecola, we have ways to find and eliminate termites that are vacationing in your walls or foundation. Family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, Electrogun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. B-U-G-S.
Joey, there's an Ecola truck pulling up outside.
Vacation's over. Pack up, doll.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Unless you don't feel like sending an email, then don't. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There you go. This segment brought to you by Brian Holland and Zero Res, our good friends at Zero Res, who did my carpets about 8.5 weeks ago. Still looking fabulous. Thank you. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water, which is trademarked, instead of chemicals. Mead leaves the carpet soft, smelling fresh, dries quickly. Cool, cool, cool. Safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. Cool, cool, cool. All their techs are prompt, polite, and professional. That's awesome. Here's the deal. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or you can actually go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. They're doing their special for the rest of this week and I think part of next week. $129 covers three rooms. That's not the wet and jet people. These are people that once they do your carpet, they give you a 30-day guarantee. You have to love it or they'll come back and do it again. That's how good they are. 858-486-4100. For Zero Res. Thank you very much, Brian, and your crew. Thank you for the work you do. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Well, I'm looking outside, and the weather looks like it's cloudy. It looks kind of cloudy. I don't know that it's going to rain. They say it's only a slight chance of rain, but it just looks cloudy. So we just want either the sunshine to come in so we can realize why we live in California, or something along those lines, because it just from here, it's just cloudy, cloudy, cloudy. However, the good news again, traffic looking pretty good. Traffic's looking pretty good. I'm looking at, there's a semi taking a left-hand turn, so you don't want to be right behind him, I guess, or in front of him, one of those two. Okay, a couple things to cover before we get into the other things to cover. I mean, there's so much material that I have in front of me. Sometimes I can't decide between whether I'm going to talk about personal life and personal life insanities or news. Both seem to be equally insane most of the time, but I will tell you that we're going to talk more about personal decision-making and moments where you're thinking, I don't know what's going on. Now, what am I talking about? Have you ever felt, now listen to what I'm going to ask you. Have you ever felt uncomfortable or have you ever felt an uneasiness? And although you don't want your feelings to be the lead car on the train of life, because the lead car should be love, truth, and faith. You don't want your feelings to be at the back of the train either, because you can't live in denial of your feelings. So have you ever had where your feelings are kind of moving upon you and you're trying to figure it out, but you know you can't live strictly by your feelings. You can't live without feelings because then you'd be a robot. But you can't live by your feelings as the guide of life. Now you say, well, why not, Dave? And I've actually had people say to me, well, why can't I use my feelings as the guide of life? Have you ever used your feelings to make a decision, Paul? Have you ever, Robo Paul, have you ever done that?
Yeah, it usually doesn't work out too well.
Doesn't do it. You want to know why? Here's the problem with using your feelings, just so you know. And this is why love, the greatest of these is love. Truth, because all things are in him true and he is true. And faith, you need faith to operate or you can't really do anything. Those should be in front of your feelings. It's not that you shouldn't have feelings, but you can't use your feelings as the guiding principle. Again, you can't deny your feelings, but you have to be aware that your feelings do not stand up against the truth. Let's use this as an example, and let's see if RoboPaul knows what I'm talking about. Have you ever eaten at Taco Bell?
A lot.
Okay.
I should own stock.
Did you like that Chihuahua ad campaign they did? I don't know. You did? Really?
Okay. I like any kind of ads with dogs.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah, you're a big dog guy. I forget that. See, RoboProducer... He's got two boys. He doesn't. He's off. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so here's why you can't use your feelings as the guiding point of all things. Well, I don't know why? Because if you go to Taco Bell, okay, and you order three tacos, three burrito supremes, four gorditas, and two nachos with cheese, extra side of cheese, plus a large Mountain Dew. And you eat all of that food at one time in one sitting consistently, how you gonna feel? This is a simple question. How you gonna feel?
Not good.
You're not really gonna feel the love of God, are you? You're not gonna feel the love of God. You're not gonna sense the love of God. You perhaps will sense impending doom, but you are not going to sense the love of God. Now, here's the key. That feeling that you're having after you ate all of that food at Taco Bell, those three tacos, those three burrito supremes, the three gorditas, the two nachos with cheese, extra side of cheese, and the large Mountain Dew, two Mountain Dew and a half, whatever. You're going to feel something, but you're not going to feel the love of God. Now, that feeling that you have after you ate all that food, that doesn't change the love of God. It doesn't alter the truth that God loves you, even though your feelings at the moment are not in connection with that truth. My point is, your feelings, while very real and maybe sometimes detrimental, do not necessitate all the time truth. Does that make sense? That makes sense, doesn't it? My wife and I go through, we understand this process because we try to walk with the Lord the best we can. We do various things where you have, sometimes you use circumstance to try and help you dictate what's going on. Sometimes you use a sense of faith if you feel like the Lord has shared something with you. Sometimes you use common sense. He did give us a brain for a reason. It's not to be put on the back burner. But then there's times in life, after I'm saying all that about feelings, there's times in life where you get a sense or a feeling or an uncomfortableness that you can't shake, that just kind of lingers with you, just kind of hangs out with you, just kind of like, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I can't shake it. It's just right there, and it feels kind of strange. You know, this is something that happens to people a lot. Now, it doesn't happen every single day and every single hour, but it happens where you're going through life and you're thinking, oh, man, for some reason, I'm not comfortable. This is happening to my wife and I. Let me tell you what's going on. Ready? My wife and I, we've been living in Encinitas for, 10 months? I think it's 10 months now. I'm in the show. We're 5 weeks away from one year anniversary. Yeah, that's right. They thought I'd never last 5 minutes. It's not. We're just doing the same show over and over and over again. It's on a repeater. Anyway, so the bottom line is we moved there and with the best intentions, so on and so forth. But we've both been there and we've both been getting had this sense for a long time that something's not exactly what it's supposed to be. We just couldn't shake it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that lingering feeling. I came across this passage. I've used this passage before in counseling. I've been counseled with this passage, and I have used this passage to counsel. And I want to read it to you, and I want you to hear what it has to say, because for those of us that go through this experience, this is a very effective passage to understand. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 14 says this. Now, when I went to trials to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, listen to this, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. Now here's something that's going to throw your great and my great theology right into the old bowl. Here you go. Ready? Paul said, well, now I went to trials to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord opened a door for me. I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there, so I said goodbye. What people freak out about is that if the Lord opens a door and you go through that door, and the Lord opened a door here for Paul, and Paul went through that open door that the Lord had opened. He went to Troas to preach the gospel, found out the Lord had opened that door, but while he was there preaching, there was something lingering. He couldn't shake it, and he just said, I just had no peace of mind. I could not find a rest between me and the Lord in the situation. I wasn't comfortable. It wasn't right. There was something wrong, so he left. And some people are like going, oh, what do you mean? But the Lord opened the door. He sure did. And Paul went through it. And this is what it means. Even though the Lord may open a door, it does not always mean that that door that's been opened is always the place to stay forever. Sometimes the open door moves us to a better position in order for God to get us to a better place. Now, I want you to hear that. Did you hear that line? That's the great line of all. Listen to this line. Sometimes the open door from the Lord moves us to a better position in order for God to get us to a better place. And we think, well, how can that be? How can that be? Because sometimes the Lord has to ease us to places and direct us to places. And I believe many times for many people, the Lord opens those opportunities, opens doors. But I am also convinced, just being a Christian for a short 35 years, that there are times that those open doors should not, you should not stay in the midst of that forever, especially when the Lord wants you to move on to the next place. So having said all of that, I want you to know that my wife and I are going through that exact same thing. And I was putting this together, kind of prepping it, and I was thinking, you know, I bet there's a lot of people out there that look for direction, look for insight, look for wisdom. Let me tell you something about the counsel of the Lord. Sometimes the counsel of the Lord is the circumstance. Sometimes it's other people. Sometimes it's common sense. And sometimes it's this little bell in your head that goes, no, this isn't it. This is right. This isn't right. I gotta get to a better place. Sometimes peace of mind is a part of the counsel of God. If you think, oh, that's absurd, then just read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, and tell Paul he's wrong. And tell the Holy Spirit's wrong for putting it in the book. Then you can kind of figure it out. The reason I'm telling you all that is to give you a sense of freedom to understand. Sometimes you got to just pass through that door to the next door. It doesn't mean once you have an open door, you go nowhere. Sometimes the next door has been opened and you don't have peace of mind because God wants you to get there. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So, hey, Robo Producer, how you doing, buddy? How's it going over there? We're going to take a short break and come back. And we have a guest coming in the studio. That's a really good lesson. I really hope you guys catch that one. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, special guest, special time, special fun. Don't go anywhere. Last night I took a walk
after dark. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it, and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I
want
to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong. Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Mashaka, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together. Grace Unplugged, in theaters October 4th, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
For the past several months, you've been hearing talk about the cutting-edge knee arthritis relief treatment. Could it possibly be making knee surgery obsolete? While there's definitely a time and place for knee surgery, the specialists and pioneers in the field of knee replacement deferment have a new program to help many avoid altogether or at least put off that knee replacement. If you have arthritis, have been told you need a knee replacement, or your knee is bone on bone, this is for you. With no downtime, no surgical risk, and in just a short office visit, doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are now using a laser-guided Hologic digital technology to guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain. Without surgery, it's helping patients walk better, feel better, get more active, and get more enjoyment out of life. To schedule your risk-free knee pain screening, call 800-204-KNEE today. Most major insurances included, including Medicare, cover the procedure. Dial 800-204-KNEE or write this down, 800-204-5633.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
At Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido, lease the new ES350 today for just $339 a month. For details, call 858-315-4447 or visit them online at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido. One family, two locations, twice the selection.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Whoa. That's a lot of echo. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I was trying out my divine voice. I was trying to see if I can get that big echo in there. I think it was getting pretty close.
Very divine.
Yeah. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me say this now. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Good. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because It's my handle. There you go. Little Sean Connery for you. That's right. You never know what we're going to have here. Today with us in studio is Jason Barth with Park Place Funding. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Okay. So this is the first time Jason's come in, so everybody's got to be aware that, you know, how most people know how I do this. I just talk to people and you kind of share what's going on. Jason, what is basically, if I meet you at a restaurant and I accidentally take my fork and eat some of your salad...
Not a problem.
And then you go, oh, dude, what are you doing? And then I'm like, okay, what do you do for a living? You say, hey, I'm Park Place Funding. What does that mean? What do you do?
It means that we're going to give you the best deal, and we're going to try and do it at no cost and show you exactly how it works. And
Are you going to give me funding for a house, for a condo, for a boat? What are we doing? What am I doing?
Not a boat. Condo or house.
Condo or house. No boat? I can't get a boat from you?
You can probably get a boat from me, but I don't have one right now.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, so with the mortgage, you're going to help me get a mortgage. You're going to try and do it so that I don't have to come. I don't have to pay for anything. That it's all going to be kind of put together in the pricing.
What we do is we sit down with you and we show you how we can use the bank's money to pay for all the closing costs, title fees, et cetera, and
I like
make sure
that.
It's a, yeah, absolutely, it's a free loan, and we sit down with you and show you how exactly it can be done.
What's the deal on the credit? Because my and I'm not a genius on this stuff, but my understanding is that credit is harder, or at least it was like initially when all the bank stuff went nutty. Like all of a sudden, if you didn't have a 55,000 score or something, they didn't want to talk to you. Which is like, what happened? You know? And is it different now?
It is a little bit different now, but there are definitely ways to increase that credit. By, you know, keeping your, you know, credit cards down low, and we can take a look at that for you and show you exactly how we can raise that credit score to get you the best rate at, of course, no cost.
Okay, so the big thing is getting the best rate at no cost. Forget low cost. You're going no cost.
No cost, yeah.
But, so that's the hook. I mean, I'm just saying
that's definitely the biggest benefit, because there is hardly any difference at all in the actual rate. When you try to buy it down, it's not much of a difference, but a huge cost. So what we always show is the best deal for you, which is the free loan.
Cool. Okay, got that. All right. So now I come to you and I'm like, all right, dude, I got this place. I'm interested in getting it, and I've got X amount. Do you still need 90% down, or they got a little easier?
That's funny. No. As a matter of fact, you don't have to put that much down. 20% is the usual, but that's with no MI. But MI is not that much. You could put 5% down on a $417,000 loan or less. And anything above 417, you've got to put 10% down, unless you go FHA. That's, you know, 3.5, or if you're in the military, 0.
Okay, so if you're in the military, completely different scenario.
Oh, you're definitely special.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, and then they are special. So I mean, that's a good point. Let's talk about two things real important. First of all, get out the phone number, so I want people to know what the phone number is.
Yeah.
949-282-8428. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I got that right. A one for one. Okay.
Good job.
Now going to the website for general brush. You know, like some websites are really in debt. Some are more like brochure type of sites. And yours is parkplacefunding.net for a kind of a brochure thing. But they really should call you, right? Shouldn't they?
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, it'd be better to get the call and then you know. And then you tell them, hey, I heard you on the David Spoon show. What, are you crazy for going on that show? That's the first thing they're going to ask you.
I wouldn't say that.
They will. How long does it take to figure out whether a person qualifies or doesn't qualify? Does it take forever now? What does it do now?
It takes about 15 minutes. I mean, once I go over what it's going to take after I take a look at your, you know, debt to income ratio and the loan to value that you have, it's not that difficult. It takes maybe 10, 15 minutes.
So in about 15 minutes, you can pretty much tell, hey, this is going to fly for this. This, you're going to qualify for this. You're not going to qualify for this. This is your range. And that's kind of how you go about it. And then when you communicate that, I just don't know. Does that lock in for a period? Like if you're like, yeah, you're going to qualify, we're going to put it all together. And assuming all the paperwork comes together as you see it and assess it, how long is that? Does that person then, they got like, 15 days to find a house, 30 days, or they've already found the house? I mean, how does that work? Does it matter either way?
Well, once you get you approved, if you're looking for a house, that's good for about 30 days.
Okay.
And you know, at any time, we can always readdress it because prices are up and down depending on what you're going to buy. So it's always different for every offer you make.
Right. So it is a lot of variety in how that's going to be literally day by day, not just week by week now, but day by day, right?
It depends how many offers you're making. Sure.
That's a good point. Talk to me about the market. the funding market here in San Diego. And I don't know all the terminology, so if I say it wrong, I apologize. But is it I don't know, squishy is probably not a word that they typically use in finance. Yeah, is it easy? Is it a good market to get funding in now? Or is it a bit? Is it getting like, it's kind of like balancing out? Does the things that take place in Washington really have an impact, or are we just kind of like, just go for it, do it, you'll get it? Don't really kind of mentality.
Well, whatever you buy right now, you're on that escalator and you're at the bottom. You're not getting on at the top and then getting off the next floor. You're at the bottom and you're going up. So whatever you buy is going up in price, and the rates are very low. So it couldn't be a better time, right?
Okay, so this is the perfect time. If you're doing this, this is the time. I mean, the rates are like...
Rates are down, values are going up.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
This is the perfect time to buy. And we want people to respond. You got to get a chance to talk to Jason and get to know him and find out what it is he's offering and find out... Now, listen, here's the hook. And I like the hook. It's a straightforward. I'm a jingle guy. So it's I like hooks. That's how it goes.
That's great.
And the hook is, you're not paying... It's not low down. It's not low money. It's no money. Okay, that's how you're working that out?
No money for the cost of the loan.
Right.
You have to put money down for the purchase of the home.
For the purchase of the home. But for the cost of the loan, the funding itself, you got a no money thing going on.
We put that together at no cost.
That's a great idea. I really like that. That's a really good hook. All right, so let's go over the number real quickly again. 949-282-8428. That's 949-282-8428. Again, the website, kind of the brochure website, parkplacefunding.net. But the thing to do is to call Jason. Don't I'll just look at the site. That will not get you the rate. That will not get you the funding. You actually have to call and do stuff for that, right?
Please give me a call, and I would love to sit down with you guys and show you exactly how this works, and make sure that we're ready to move forward with confidence.
There you go. Good job, by the way. Did it feel comfortable? That wasn't bad, was it? That's already 10 minutes.
It was great.
That's fast, huh? All right. Good job, everybody. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding, 949-282-8428. Give him a call. Find out how you can get the funding part of your purchase for nada. Right? Like, you're not costing, the loan's not costing. You're going to have to pay for the house because as of yet, they're not giving away free houses. But, wait 20 years. We'll see what happens. Okay. Thank you for coming this year. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I don't know what I'm doing. I never do. See you in a bit.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Peaks is an elegant, one-of-a-kind dining experience at the top of Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Enjoy a memorable meal with spectacular views and sunsets at 8,500 feet. Reservations are suggested, so make yours today. Find menu information and more details at pstramway.com.
We joined MediShare back when I lost my job that provided family health coverage. We really liked the biblical approach of Christians sharing each other's medical bills, not to mention the cost savings. Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, just a year after it took my dad. Needless to say, I was scared. I was so thankful for the way MediShare guided me through every step, choosing treatment, finding a doctor, and its members sharing all my medical bills. Over $72,000 so far. We would have had to sell our home. For us, MediShare has been a godsend.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Remember that sweet song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Maybe they need to play that soundtrack on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Not that it's ever going to be all warmth and cuddles in government, but it's laughable and more often outrageous when we observe the contradictions. Democrats have cranked up the rhetoric toward Republicans over the Affordable Health Care Act this week. The president warning any GOP questions and opposition would plunge the nation back to recession. Not that we really thought we were out of the recession, but Representative Nancy Pelosi, famous for saying we needed to vote for Obamacare first so we could see what was in it later, branded Republicans as, quote, legislative arsonists, wanting to basically burn down the country. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went beyond that, calling opponents, quote, anarchists, fanatics, ready to start in a new Thelma and Louise movie, driving the nation off of a cliff. Meanwhile, we're told it's the conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, that must be civil. Meanwhile, Republicans are beating up on their own in debates over the same topic. Nope, not feeling the love from politicians at all right now. I think it's time to call yours and mine and let them know how we really feel. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. or also known as. By the way, that's what a.k.a. stands for. Also known as the Termite Lady. Dun, 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 dun. Sue Freeze, by the way, has her own show right here on KPRZ, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, inspirational show. When she was a younger mother, her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in a house. And she was like, so when she got involved in the business, she was, and I think that's one of the reasons she got involved. If I remember that, her sharing her testimony, she got involved because her son got sick. So she got involved in the business. She did, because of that, Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Here's the thing I want you to remember. It's not just termite. It's also pest control. And that's the big thing to remember. So what you do is you call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS, or you go to Ecola Termite, now E-C-O-L-A, termite.com, 1-800-332-BUGS. Talk to Sue. Get the information. Get your house taken care of. It's termites, pest control, whatever. That lady, she's the only person I know has got more energy than I do. She's like one of the few, what is there, like three people? Okay.
I have two related questions.
Uh-oh, two related. Does that mean that each question is a relative to the other?
Exactly.
Wow.
First question is, can E. coli help with the pests in Congress?
You know, I think if Sue really spent the energy and time to figure out how to just put a tent over them. That'd be the one place you could take all the tents, put them together, and put it over there. I think she could do it.
But that'd be great.
That'd be great.
And then my second question is, because I think inquiring minds want to know, when are we going to have Eric from Excalibur Roofing back on again?
Well, he hasn't been on yet. So we just keep reading his spot. So he's going to be on for the first time.
I know the guy.
Yeah, well, we kind of do. He's been, Well, I know him.
You know him.
Him and I text. So he'll be on 3 p.m. on Tuesday of next week. So this is Thursday. Best of my recollection, it's Thursday. Then you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then he should be on that day.
Excellent.
Okay. Thanks for asking that question. Let me, by the way, stay in the mode with you for a second, because I know you got a lot going on, and you might as well enjoy the last half hour.
I just had some Chick-fil-A. I'm ready to just really enjoy the rest of my afternoon before I leave.
You'll like this one. I'm going on a limb.
Great.
Yeah. People, you can not like me, and I respect that.
I think Jim Carrey probably came out and said something bad about a fast food establishment.
No. I'm going to talk about the... I'm going to talk about the media.
That's awesome.
Because I feel like I haven't had enough indigestion today.
One can never have too much,
no,
you know?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can have enough. So let's start off with this group right here. Here's group number one. I've got like four groups, so I got to do this well. And remember, I did a bigger teaching in the beginning, and then we had Jason on. So we had a bigger teaching, then I had Jason on. Now it's time for news. And a lot of you are like, I'm not sure I like the news part. I know, but I do. So this is why I do it. Here's the
story. And note to Dave, you can't make this stuff up.
Can't possibly. You can't even believe what I'm about. What I'm about to tell you, you're going to go, no, he didn't say that. It's like, oh, yeah, right there it is. Chris Matthews stepping. all you got to do is say the word Chris Matthews. You just start laughing. It's like, wow. Chris Matthews from MSNBC. MSNBC, they're must speak nasty about Bible Christians, MSNBC. Chris Matthews on Ted Cruz. This is what he had to say, because he was going to say something about Ted Cruz, right? Because Ted Cruz did the 21-hour marathon where we talked about it yesterday.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah, but he quoted the, we talked about the Dr. Seuss
Dr.
thing.
Seuss,
we talked about that, and that's the smartest thing that's come out of the Senate in 12 months, the Dr. Seuss book. Period. It doesn't matter what anybody says to me. No.
And he read the Bible.
And he read the Bible. The Dr. Seuss thing, that was funny. But here's what Chris Matthews said on Ted Cruz. He said, Hitler loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Okay, so wait. No, just wait. Slow down. Because you have to carefully respond without blowing a gasket, okay? Which can be hard. It can be difficult. So here's response number one. You know who else loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? Everybody in Hollywood. Every person in Hollywood loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. You know who else loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? Everybody in America. Everybody in America loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. You know who else liked Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Ronald Reagan?
No, this will blow your mind, because it had to do with the gal in Texas who was trying to do a filibuster. Chris Matthews loved Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, except when it had to do with a Republican named Tom Cruise. So I want to point out, because he did
Ted
say
Cruz.
That. Tom Cruise, Ted Cruz. Is there a difference? Anyway, there is a difference, I guess, because Ted's a pretty good guy. I shouldn't insult him that way. Okay, I take that back. By the way, I want to point this out, because I think if Hitler liked Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and then the comparison by Matthews had to do with that, here's a problem that I have. Hitler also liked ice cream and puppies. So does that mean that now, because Hitler liked ice cream and puppies, none of us can like ice cream and puppies because that maniac guy liked ice cream and puppies? I don't understand. You think I'm making this stuff up? It's kind of an awkward. And then not to be outdone by that, because why should that be the best I could do for you regarding news? Come on. I can do so much better than that.
I think my chicken's coming back up.
Cokie Roberts from MSNBC also said the anger from the Tea Party is racist. Okay, all the anger from the Tea Party. That's not that unusual. This is unusual. Don't get mad at me. I'm just reading this. The Iranian media says CNN, that's for, it used to be the Clinton News Network, and then it was the China News Network, Actually, it stands for Christians Not Necessary. Everybody knows what that stands for there. The Iranian media says that CNN lied. Now, look at this. Iranians are saying the CNN media lied that their, you know, Khomeini guy, he does not believe in the Holocaust, because CNN broke the news that the guy said he believed in the Holocaust and it was atrocious. The minute that was reported in Iran, they said that that was a complete mistranslation of what the guy actually said, and that they still don't believe in the Holocaust, a position they've taken for 40 plus years. So now I am faced with a dilemma. Do I believe the Iranian media that they still don't believe in the Holocaust like they've been saying for 40 years, or do I believe CNN? Who do I choose? Do I choose the Iranian media, or do I choose the American media? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you, the audience, decide. I'm going to pull a Bill O'Reilly on you. I'm going to let you decide. I know who I believe, and I know who I believe is lying. But I'm not going to say, just make you think that through on yourself. You got to think that through. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Okay. All right, enough of that weirdness. Let's get into something more interesting. Did you know that on this day in September 26th, 1789, Thomas Jefferson was appointed America's first Secretary of State? Did you care that he was appointed the first Secretary of State?
I did. Love history.
Okay. Then you'll love this, or not like this. Frontiersman Daniel Boone died this day in Missouri. That's not cool. This is cool. Richard M. Nixon and John F. Kennedy took part in the first televised presidential debate on this day. That's interesting. Here's what you don't know that you should know. It's National Johnny Appleseed Day. I'm not sure what to do with that, folks. It's National Johnny Appleseed Day. This is how all the apple trees came about, right? The dude went out before there was really a country and just spread apple seeds everywhere or something, right? Isn't that the story? Isn't there a song that goes with it?
Really, he was back at the Garden of Eden.
Something like that. Isn't that?
I can try and find it.
You know what?
I think I know where it is.
That makes me more worried than anything I'm talking about. That's the news. Is just so, it's so weird. Sometimes I can't believe it. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't stay current with the news outlets that have nothing but agenda. Do this. Try this. Stay current with Jesus. Stay current with the Lord, which means stay active in prayer. Stay active in Bible. Stay active in church. Stay active in fellowship. Stay active in communication. You don't have to know the latest happenings, and sometimes we regurgitate them here on the show, but half the time, if you listen to the show, you know I do it because it's funny. Because it's so the absurdity is so far gone, you can't think of anything. Like the whole thing with the Obamacare, and that the Congress is exempt. But I say, no, I say any law they pass, they must participate in. Any. I just think that's fair.
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Not only was that the world's greatest music find, but I would almost go into a courtroom and swear. Did he say the Lord? Because it didn't sound like he said the Lord. It sounded like he's... Play that again. Did he say the Lord? Can you play that again?
The Lord is good to me.
The Lord?
The Lord is good to me. And so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me. Okay, we're going to take a short break. I don't know what to do with this. We're going to take a short break as I have an actual meltdown right here on the air. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got to do something spiritual, or I'm just going to go right out the window.
He's been good to me. I
the Lord so much for everything I see. I'm certain.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify, but don't wait. This offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I need the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you want to reach the show, you might think, what was that whole bit about the lard? And if you want to reach the show, you can just send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. 3:30 today, so next hour at the bottom of the hour, we're replaying our famous Weird Al interview. By the way, so everybody can know, there were some questions, and I did the research just to make sure. It is, in fact, Weird Al was asked an in-depth interview in 2009. He was asked about 200 questions. How about that? 200 questions. I wouldn't answer 200 questions if you – I mean, I'd have to be in a court of law. They said to him straight out, Weird Al, are you a Christian? And he said, yes, I am. So I'm just letting everybody know in case there's some question about that. By the way, this segment also brought to you by our good friends at Excalibur Roofing. Eric Holloway, with 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. 40. I mean, that's 40. Hello? Testimonials from people just like you, whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, Excalibur Roofing got you covered. What you do is you call 760-743-8803, or you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, which is their website. All the estimates are free, and the one thing you can count on with Excalibur Roofing is you're getting a quality Christian company working for you. That's what you got to go. That's what you got to remember. All right, I'm going to do a short DDD. Only got a little bit of time, but I think this is a really worthwhile one. So I want you to listen if you can real quickly. Remember, I'm bouncing all over the place in regards to the devotions. This one's from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. Just keeping Robo Producer and Robo Paul on their toes. Here we go. This is what it says. When evening came, they brought to him, referring to Jesus, many who were demon-possessed. He drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, so that what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. He himself took our weaknesses and carried our diseases. Now, this passage has been used to promote and to dispromote or to negate people praying for people for healing and so on and so forth. If somebody wants to pray for somebody for healing, I got no issues, no problems. You pray. Maybe the Lord will say yes. Why would you not pray? It doesn't make any sense to me. But this passage has a deep, deep meaning, and I don't want it to be lost in this process. So here's what I want you to hear, and this is from verse 17. So what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. He himself took our weaknesses, and he carried our diseases. Everybody emphasizes the weaknesses and the diseases. I want to say something else. I want to emphasize Jesus and his initiation. Oh, I almost didn't say that correctly. He took and he carried. He acted first. He initiated. He demonstrated his love. He listened to what he did. This is fulfillment. When Jesus was healing people and helping people, it says it's the fulfillment of what Isaiah wrote. He himself took our weaknesses and carried our diseases. I want you to catch what's being said. Jesus took our diseases. Took our weakness and carried our diseases. You know what he did? He initiated. He initiated love. He demonstrated his love first. You know, we didn't go do something great for him when he decided to take our weaknesses and carry our diseases. He initiated taking our weaknesses. He initiated carrying our diseases. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "We love because he first loved us." God is the initiator in this program. I know everybody's thinking, "Well, man, I chose to be a Christian because this and free will this and predestination this and election this and blah, 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 blah." Listen to this. If God didn't initiate all that he initiated, you wouldn't be there. Just take it all back to that. You don't have to fight. You don't have to be Calvinistic. You don't have to be Arminian. You can just be God-centered. If God didn't do it, it wouldn't happen. That's it. Well, that's not exactly a very theological position. It was Jesus's position. It's pretty theological from that point of view. He first loved us. That's why we love him. He demonstrated his love for us. He initiated. He took our weaknesses and carried our diseases. Praise the Lord that he did that. He started this process. And sometimes people go to church, they think they're doing God a favor. Hey, you're not doing God a favor. He's doing you a favor by letting you breathe. He doesn't have to let you breathe. Oh, he owes me. He doesn't owe you anything, ever. He doesn't owe anybody anything, ever. He initiated because he loves us. And that's something to rejoice in, to be happy in, to be excited about, that he loves us so much. He initiates even when we were in the stage of being enemies. That is some kind of love. Woo! Love it. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I got another surprise guest. Get ready for good theology.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m., KPRZ.